Unit 7, Lesson B, page 60. 5. Health and Technology. A. Listen to a news report on technology. What is the report about? Check the correct answer.
Sports and weather are coming up, but first, here's Health Watch with our medical specialist, Dr. Linda Byrne. Dr. Byrne, there's no question that technological advances in the last decade or two have made our lives easier, but all this technology has its downsides as well, doesn't it?
That's right, Peter, especially for those suffering from syndromes caused by the stress of our high-tech lifestyles.
And this is a relatively recent development, isn't it?
Definitely. Such syndromes were nearly unheard of in 1980, before the growth of the internet and the high-tech industry. Since 1990, however, nearly 300 cases of technology-related stress syndrome were identified. There was a slight drop-off after 1990, but soon the number of cases jumped to three times 1990's rate, which is where it stands today.
Could you give us some examples?
Well, one of these syndromes is eye strain, in which the eyes become red, watery, and itchy. Eye strain is caused by long hours in front of the computer and compounded by long nights playing video games or watching TV without getting much sleep. One treatment that's recommended is to get away for several days and just look at some beautiful natural scenery with no computers. The second is the well-known carpal tunnel syndrome, a very painful condition of the hands and arms caused by the overuse of keyboards and mice. A trained physical therapist can help with a regimen of stretching and strengthening exercises that have brought good results in many cases.
So the syndromes are usually physical?
There can also be psychological problems. Take, for instance, a third syndrome we informally call gadget addiction. It applies to people who use electronics all day long, nonstop. These people have a deep sense of loneliness whenever they hang up their cell phone or log off the internet. One suggested treatment is to learn to disconnect from the wired world. Leave technology behind for a few hours. Take up a creative hobby or go for a bike ride with friends. Just be sure to leave all the gadgets alone.
Thanks, Dr. Byrne. And for more information, go to our website and click on our Health Watch link. And then turn off the computer.